My guest in the studio this morning is probably more familiar to our listeners as the lady who gets the crowds going with her infectious Zumba classes at the Ottershaw May Day. But she's much more than that. She's a Royal Academy of Dance teacher who heads up a very successful West London dance school with over 150 pupils for the last 12 years. She's here to talk about a new project that she's launched just for kids. And it's with great pleasure I welcome into the studio Kate Broughton. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mandy.
Morning. So, Kate, you're qualified with the Royal Academy of Dance, one of the two major dance organisations in the country. When did your love of dance first start?
Probably when I was really young as a child. Started when I was four.
Four?
Yes.
Wow.
My parents got me into dance because I was extremely shy and they thought it would really help to bring me out of my shell and help to boost my confidence.
And did it?
It did, yes, yes.
It did. Well, I was going to say, did you know instantly that you loved it? Did you think, oh, this is for me?
Yes, I did, instantly, yes. Loved it many, many years now.
And do you think it was your calling? Like, you know, people say, oh, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
I did, yes. I knew that was what I wanted to do. And as I've grown up and turned into a teacher, become a teacher, my passion is working with children, and that's I feel now is my next calling. Yes,
right. Okay. Well, that's interesting that you say your next calling. Of course, you always think that people have just one calling in life, but obviously there's there's more than one. But for some people, so when you talk about dance, some people go down the dancing route and they go, well, you know, let's be a dancing teacher, a dancer, and others just go straight for the dancing teacher. Did you go through that sort of metamorphosis where you actually were a dancer first professionally, or did you go straight from learning dance to going into teaching it?
I went straight from learning dance into teaching it, as I had quite a big break in between from when I got to the higher grades. I did... have a bit of a break, and then I had a child and just found it a bit of a challenge to get back into it, and then realised that teaching was the thing for me, so I went down the teaching route.
Right, so you've had a dance school for how long now?
Oh, it's about 15 years now.
I said 12 earlier on, but I obviously missed that. So 15 years. And what made you start it up in this part of the world?
I moved over to this part of the world, I chose to run a dance school because it fit in with my boys.
Yeah, and it's been very successful,
yes,
I understand.
Yes.
Okay, so having run a dance school for 15 years, you're now thinking about another project, something else, which you've come to develop. Now tell us about this new idea that you have.
Okay, my new idea, it's called My Imagination. Mm-hmm. And it's a series of workshops for children developing the minds of the future. So basically, as a child, as I said, I was extremely shy and I had difficulty expressing my feelings. So I decided to create a program which encourages children to become more aware of their feelings, gives them the tools and guidance on how to manage them, feel confident to talk about them, and also to express them.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a huge thing to set about doing. Because you're on your website as well, you to say it includes mindfulness and nutrition and stuff. So are you going to be teaching all of this to kids that come on these courses that you have?
Well, we're not going to be teaching cooking as such and things like that. We're going to be covering a various amount of topics, so keeping their minds active and keeping their imaginations active as well. And basically showing them that they can be, do and have anything that they want.
Wow. Has it been piloted, or is this the first of its sort coming to the fore? I mean, have you actually done anything like it before?
I haven't done anything like it before.
Right.
I've done lots of various activities with children in the last few years, things such as like scrapbooking clubs and things like that to build their imaginations and to really think about things that they want to do. So, but this is the first of its kind, really, that I'm running myself.
And how many will be in the classes?
Depending on the age, 8 to 15 children. So it runs from 3 up to 16 years. And the workshops are kind of divided into two sort of sections. So we have the younger children from 3 to 9s, where they follow a story and follow the characters on their adventures. And we do various activities. So they'll have physical activities, craft activities, and a mindfulness relaxation section as well at the end of each session. And then for the older children, the 10 pluses, it's more science-based. So we talk about focusing the mind and we do some experiments to prove things. And they put together a vision board of their own. And we talk a lot about feelings and gratitude as well.
Okay. So will you be working alone or have you got other teachers involved?
I'll be delivering the course myself, but I will have an assistant with me to help me organise the children and help with the craft activities and things like that.
And did you have to go through extra sort of training to, sort of teach these other things apart from dance?
No, I haven't gone through any extra training. It's all just based on my life experience and the fact that, you know, I've been a dance teacher for 15 years, a mum for 20, and worked with children for many years in lots of various activities.
Because I know that mindfulness is a very popular subject at the moment, isn't it? I mean, I know they're using it up here in St. Peter's as well, where mindfulness has been proven to actually help with people's mental health state as well. But now we're talking about children, and would you say that stress has become more prevalent in children's, from your opinion, in children's lives these days because of the onset of, say, like social media and keeping up with their friends and never being able to check out, so to speak, because they leave school and they're still connected to Facebook and Instagram and things. Would you say that that's something that, you know, is a problem?
Yeah, I do think children are put under a lot of pressure and they don't really know how to express that. A lot of children don't know how to express it, and just, you know, help and guidance in that way is what I'm aiming to achieve.
So your course is a little bit of a little bit of dance, a little bit of imagination work and mindfulness and yoga included, or
yes, a little bit of sort of yoga activities, if you like, where we mimic a cooking activity. For instance, they'll learn a recipe. One of the first ones they'll learn is spaghetti and meatballs, homemade, healthy, nutritious food, and putting that together, but in the form of just activities, so movements rather than the actual cooking.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, they do say, don't they, it's like runners, if they go through stuff in their head, it's actually like they're doing the race itself. The body doesn't know the difference between actually physically doing the race and the mind.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yes, so, that's exactly it. Yes.
So that's quite interesting that you're going to put together sort of like actually simulating cooking meatballs and stuff, but not actually doing it. So where are these courses going to take place?
They're going to take place around the Addleston area to begin with. Addleston Community Centre is the first one I'll be launching in September.
Okay.
And then just take it from there.
Wow. So September is the launch time?
Yes.
Okay. And so kids can expect a mixed day with a bit of movement and a bit of imagination involved. And how much will the classes be?
The workshop itself is runs for 10 weeks. It's 1 hour per week and it's £95. And that includes all of their craft activities, the craft materials, and they also get an activity book as well, which they complete throughout some of the sessions, and they get to take that away with them.
So 10 weeks, 95, that sounds pretty good to me. £9.50 or something an hour?
Yes.
That sounds pretty good to me. So where would people find out about it if they wanted to know a bit more?
Okay, well, at the moment, my website is still in the process of being built, but you can email me at kate.myimagination@gmail.com. And I will get all details over to you. Just send me your phone number and I can give you a call.
Brilliant. And so for children that perhaps need activities and, would like to get away from the stresses of life and things, let's talk about just before we say goodbye, let's talk about this weekend. You are going to be at the Ottershaw Fair.
I am, yes.
Teaching Zumba.
Yes.
Because we're used to seeing you there. Teaching groups of adults and children and any stray people that sort of wander onto the field and things. But we're used to having like wet weather, aren't we?
We are,
it's a
yes.
bit of a shock to the system, really, to
I
see
know.
The sun shining.
It's going to be lovely. Yes.
It's going to be lovely. And Zumba has taken off hugely in the last few years, hasn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely, yes.
Do you think it's the music or do you think it's what do you think it is?
Oh, it's a combination of everything. It's the music. It's so much fun to do. You don't feel like you're exercising. It's so easy to learn. The steps are designed that anybody can just start anywhere and pick it up easily.
Did Zumba come from South America or somewhere, or did it just?
Yes, he created it by accident, actually. He was doing a fitness class and he left his music behind. So he just picked up whatever music he had in his car, which is all sort of Latin American music, and made up loads of dance routines. And that's how it all came about.
Who's this? Somebody in...
Berto Perez, yeah.
Ah, oh, right. Well, we've learnt something there today.
Yes.
So you will be at the Ottershaw Fair. So if anybody's listening in and would like to have a chat about the kids' courses, My Imagination, that you're running, just go along and sort of tap your shoulder. Not while the class is going on, obviously.
Well, I'll be there with my stall as well. So I'll have some promotional leaflets and tell you all about the launch event that I'm putting together as well to speak to people, people to come along and find out a bit more about the programmes.
Okay, sounds interesting. Well, thanks so much for coming along, Kate. And
thank you very
much. I asked you what piece of music you'd like to finish off the interview, and you said something happy. Happy by Pharrell Williams would be good. It's a nice tune. Thanks for requesting that. And all the best with your courses. Been
brilliant.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.